Although it has never been the official policy of the Air Ministry to publicise the exploits of its ace pilots, from time to time stories have been told of these knights of the air, some so fantastic that they are almost unbelievable. But a number of these tales are merely fiction, and one of the aims of this book is to put on record the true personal histories of these ace pilots. During the Second World War, more than 40 Royal Air Force pilots were each credited with the destruction of at least 20 hostile aircraft in air combat. Some of these airmen are already well known, and very little need be said about their valiant deeds. Many are still unknown to the general public, and it is the intention of this book to give these pilots some of the publicity they so richly deserve. In these pages, you will read of pilots from the Commonwealth, from Poland, France, Czechoslovakia, and America, as well as from our own native shores, all of whom had one thing in common. They were all ace pilots of the Royal Air Force. You will meet the forgotten aces of the campaigns in the Western Desert, Greece, and Burma, the gallant pilots who defended Malta, the few who won the Battle of Britain, the aces who scored their first victories in the battles over Dunkirk, the hunters who pursued and fought the Luftwaffe over their own territory in the latter part of the war, and last, but by no means least, the intrepid band of fighters who went out in their Hurricanes, Bowfighters, and Mosquitoes to take on the might of the Luftwaffe in the quiet stillness of the night. I have taken the yardstick of 20 victories as the basis for my book, purely in order to limit the number of personal histories that could be included. This does not mean that a score of 20 or more victories denotes greatness, and that a smaller score does not. I could quote a number of cases where a pilot is credited with a much lower total of victories, and yet is recognized by experts in the field of aerial warfare as being a truly great exponent of the art of shooting down enemy aeroplanes. Names which spring readily to mind are Victor Beamish, John Peel, Basil Embry, Richard Stevens, Peter Townsend, and Desmond McMullen. No one could deny these the right to be called great fighter aces.